Unit 8. Sustainable businesses. Speaker 1. Joe Fox.
I'm director of The Bigger Picture at Sky. I've always been interested in how people and the environment interact, and it was at university while studying paleontology that I realized how fragile life on Earth could be. It's this background that shapes my thinking on sustainability and how you reconcile different needs and views. When we talk about sustainability at Sky, we don't just mean environmental action or corporate responsibility programs. For us, sustainable thinking is a fundamental approach sitting at the heart of our business strategy. Sky's Environment Steering Group is one of the best ways we have found to deliver on our commitment to act responsibly and do the right thing in our day-to-day operations. The Environment Steering Group was responsible, amongst other things, for spearheading the creation of Sky Rainforest Rescue, our three-year fundraising campaign with WWF to help save 1 billion trees in the Amazon rainforest. A campaign such as this, based on an original idea by the very people that make our business what it is an example of how we are harnessing the culture of our organization and applying it to our environmental work. We have also committed to go single-use plastic-free in recognition of the devastating impact that plastic pollution is having on the health of our oceans around the world. Our biggest challenge as a media company is also our biggest opportunity. We have the ability to inform and inspire to help our customers understand the problem of climate change better and then inspire them to act. Continually re-energizing a sustainability program and galvanizing the business behind it is the constant challenge.
Speaker 2, Jake Backus.
I'm the Customer Sustainability Director of Coca-Cola Europe. Personally, I had long been concerned about our impact on the environment, but a documentary was the tipping point for me. After watching it, I felt that there was a clear need for urgent action by everyone. My neighbour, a lecturer on climate science at Oxford University, was able to confirm the hard facts. Making sustainable thinking part of the company was done by presenting sustainability in business terms and connecting it to long-term growth. This means making the business aware of the risks and opportunities sustainability presents to our key customers and then developing plans that benefit both parties. It is essential that there is a CEO who fully understands that sustainability is essential for the future growth of the business. The CEO's support means that investment happens. For example, when we introduced Plant Bottle, which is a special plastic that is partially made from plants. As we work in a franchise system, implementing actions requires different companies, so ourselves and our bottling partners. Everyone involved needs to prioritize and invest in the same projects. The upside of the Coca-Cola system is our scale and reach, which means our actions can have a much greater impact than those of many companies.
Speaker 3, Sarah Howe.
I'm the Director of Sustainability at Tata Global Beverages. Every day I experience something that spurs me on, but the best is when I get proof that what we're doing at Tata Global Beverages is making a meaningful long-term difference. It's hard not to be inspired, for example, by the conversations that are taking place on our Facebook page between some of the farmers we support through our collaboration with the Rainforest Alliance and Tetley Tea Drinkers. I see sustainability as a journey to transform our products and supply chains, so it needs a long-term perspective. The challenge is to balance this with present short-term financial and commercial pressure. In a consumer-focused business like ours, a particular challenge is getting permission from consumers to act for the future. Traditional research and insight methodologies tend to drive responses based on their current experience and understanding. We need to find a way of showing consumers what the future might look like from a sustainability point of view. Then they can help us design products and services fit for that future. Personally, I am optimistic that businesses will rise to the sustainability challenge. There is a significant number of big companies who are seriously and credibly engaging with the sustainability agenda, setting ambitious sustainability targets and demonstrating progress towards achieving them.
Speaker 4, Lindsay Parnell.
Being the CEO of EMEAI Interface Flow, sustainability is obviously a key issue for me. The person who inspired me to pursue that was our company's founder and chairman, Ray Anderson. He recognised that our business needed to change. We could no longer use up the Earth's resources without regard for the future. Getting our people's buy-in has been key to promoting the innovative thinking we need. And we have found that the first step is ensuring that they understand the issues and the need for action. We have a number of training programs in place. They are designed to ensure that employees grasp the concept of sustainability and have the skills and opportunities to help us achieve our targets. We take a very structured approach to sustainability. We have a Global Sustainability Council with a chair for each front, and a support team responsible for leading strategic sustainability programs. We set global and local targets and regularly measure and report on all sustainability-related activity, from waste reduction, water and energy usage and carbon emissions, through to community outreach and environmental awareness education. For me, the main stakeholder is the customer. Business will always react to demand, so the key is the consumer. If consumers create the demand for more sustainable products and services, which they are starting to do, then business will supply them.